主啊，我们永远永远没有办法结束我们对你的赞美。
Lord, our praises will never ever be able to come to an end.
宇宙的主宰，伟大的神，居然为了救我们，死在十字架上。
The author of the universe, the Almighty God, in order to save us, you died on the cross.
而且你从死里面起来，胜过了撒旦。
And then you rose from the dead to overcome Satan.
今天在圣灵的里面成为我们的生命。
But today in the Holy Spirit you become our life.
赞美你。
We praise you.
把今天的聚会交在你的手中。
Give the service unto you, O Lord.
我们的心要来爱你。
Our hearts, we're going to love you.
我们的口要来赞美你，来见证你。
Our mouth, we will praise you, we will testify of you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我刚才都必须提醒我自己，不能再唱那么大声，不然等下上台会哑了。
I had to limit my voice earlier because I was afraid that I would lose my voice for the preaching.
神在我们中间。
Yes, God is in our midst.
而且活在我们的心中。
And He lives and He dwells in our hearts.
对你左右的人说，耶稣活在你心中。
Say to the person next to you, Jesus dwells in you.
我们要感谢神，看看弟兄姊妹多可爱。
We need to thank the Lord. Look at how wonderful and how beautiful each other are.
希望我们每一个人都是耶稣的见证人。
I pray that every single one of us, we are witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天虽然有14位弟兄姊妹受洗，我们都这么高兴。
And we rejoice because 14 of our brothers and sisters they are baptized today.
然后等一下我们有今天教会28周年的感恩聚会，我们也很高兴。
And we're going to have our 28th anniversary for SVCA.We also rejoice.
你看看神给我们的场地多好。
Look at this inheritance that God has given us. Just look around.
当初弟兄姊妹说到底是买一栋还是买两栋？那神给我们的应许是说，他赐给我们的产业坐落在佳美之处，我们的产业实在美好。
And at that time, we were deciding whether we would just purchase that building in the front or we purchase the one in the behind. But the word of the Lord says that the inheritance that He has given to us has fallen on beautiful places.
所以我们不用人的手把它画成哪一块我们要，我们就是接受神给我们的。
So we do not follow the dictates of man as to how they draw the boundaries of what we're to purchase, but we receive it from the Lord.
后面这栋的房子就是我们教会后花园的 boundary, 我们的界限。
And so this building to your left,is the boundary of our extension of this courtyard.
所以任何时候都可以来到这个祷告的花园来与主。
This place right here, the Garden of Prayer, is a time, any time you could come and meet the Lord.
受浸值得我们感恩，28周年值得我们感恩。
As those who are being baptized and we're celebrating the 28th anniversary, those things are worthy of our praise and thanksgiving.
但是这两件事情跟世界上数不尽的好消息都比不上耶稣基督为我们死，为我们复活。
Neither one of these things or any of the good news in this world can compare with the good news that Jesus Christ died and rose for us.
将近2000年前耶稣基督从死里复活，今天他复活了。
About 2000 years ago, Jesus rose from the dead. He is alive now.
这是人类历史上最大最重要的一件事情。
This is the most important, the greatest event in human history.
这件事情也是人类历史上最好的消息。
And it is the best news throughout humankind, human history.
弟兄姊妹，这样子的讲话一点都不夸张。
And I know that this is not exaggeration.
因为耶稣的复活至少给我们带来四件很重要的事情。
Because through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it brought to us at least these four important things.
第一，他证明了耶稣基督在地上他的生活，他为我们死在十字架上，他是得胜的。
Foremost, to testify that as Jesus walked in this world, as he died upon the cross, he is victorious.
如果他犯过罪的话，
if he's ever committed sin,
他就不可能从死里复活。
He cannot rise from the dead.
他从死里复活证明他完全圣洁，完全得胜。
He rose from the dead because it illustrates the fact that he is completely holy and completely victorious.
所以保罗说，我们今天在这里才有意义，不然基督徒不需要聚在一起了。
That's why Paul says there's meaning as we gather, or else there's no point for us to come together.
第二件事情，
Secondly,
他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And through death he has abolished the enemy who holds the power of death.
世人都犯了罪，所以死就临到众人。
And everyone has sinned, therefore death has come upon them all.
死亡这个权势让这么多人害怕。
And death and the power of death has brought all into fear.
不要告诉我说你不怕死。
Please don't tell me you're not afraid of death.
等到你离开世界的那一天，你再告诉我。
On that very day, as you're knocking on the door of death,
但是神的儿子借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
But the Son of God through death has disarmed the power of the enemy through death.
所以基督徒今天的死亡对我们来说，圣经上叫做睡了。
So for Christians, for those who are believers, those who die are illustrated as they fall asleep.
所以他不仅仅借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
So again,through death, he abolished the power of Satan through death.
他也释放了那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And he has also set free all those who've been fearful their entire lives of death.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
而第三件事情。
And thirdly,
他的复活跟你我整个的人生发生了绝对的关系。
His resurrection has everything to do with you and me for the rest of our lives.
让我们可以带着新的生命过全新的生活。
That with a brand new life, with a brand, the newness of his life, we could live a whole different way.
过得再也不一样的生活。
We live our days completely different.
这是我等一下要讲的。
And those are the things, that's one of the things I'm going to illustrate later.
而第四件事情。
And fourthly,
他的复活guarantee 保证了我们将来荣耀的前途。
His resurrection guaranteed our glorious future that is to come.
有一天他要回来接我们。
One day he's going to come and receive us.
他要把整个万有完全更新，把我们带到新天新地，跟神永远同在。
All of creation is made new. He's going to bring about a heaven, new heaven and new earth that we will forever be with God.
你们可能太年轻，不太想这些事情。我从来就会想到，不久以后要到天上去了。
Perhaps some of you, many of you, are still very young. You don't think about this, and I think about it all the time. Not much longer, I'm going to be in heaven with God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我虽然没去过，不知道怎么回事，但是圣经讲的是真的，就是真的。
I've never been there. I don't know how it's going to happen, what it's like. But when the scriptures tell me it's real, I know it's real.
不再有眼泪，不再有叹息，不再有痛苦。我们跟主面对面。
There's no more tear, no more sighing, no more sorrow, and we're going to be face to face.With the Lord.
而且我们跟历代的圣徒，最近刚读了以赛亚，你看到以赛亚，谢谢他。
And when you see Isaiah with all the saints throughout human history, as we greet one another in heaven.
我说我看到保罗要跟他道歉的。
And when I see Paul, I'm going to apologize to him.
哦，我到天上有那么多属灵的朋友、属灵的前辈在那里。
I have so many spiritual friends, companions, those who walked before me.
有我们在座亲爱的家人、亲爱的朋友们。
And there are those who are sitting here who are family members or dear friends.
我只能很简单的讲一下这几件对我们影响。
I can only very quickly illustrate how the resurrection of Jesus have its influence on us.
那今天我要讲的题目
But today, the message that I want to proclaim
叫他替我活，我为他死
is that he lives for me, so I will die for him.
我不晓得大家记不记得上礼拜的题目是什么
Do you guys remember what was the theme for last Sunday?
我问这句话很冒险的，很多人当天就忘了
I'm quite bold in terms of asking, but maybe if you, on the very day you heard the message, you've forgotten the thing.
谁叫你跟我坐最近？上礼拜我讲什么？感谢主哈。
Our brother remembered. He died for me.
这个不是我故意安排他在这的。
I did not coordinate him to sit right here, right next to me.
他为我死。
He died for me.
我为他活。
So I will live for him.
为什么他需要替我死
？Why is it that he needs to die for me?
你有想过吗？为什么耶稣需要替你死，替我死
？Have you ever thought why Jesus needed to die for me or die for us?
或许我在问这个问题之前，问你另外一个问题。
Before this question, I'll ask you another question.
有谁愿意为你死
？Is there anyone that's willing to die for you?
讲真的。
Let's be real.
先生不要看太太，太太不要看先生。
Husband and wife don't look at each other right now.
我们没有资格要求别人为我死。
We don't have any demand upon another person to die for us.
我们也没有好到那个地步，值得人家为我死。
We are not so good to the point that someone is worthy of someone's life.
那为什么神？伟大的神要亲自来为你死，为我死。
Why is it this awesome, mighty God? He himself needs to come to die for you and die for me.
我们来读以弗所书第二章。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 2.
虽然我经文PowerPoint 上只列了四到七，但是我们从第一节读起。
Let's start with verse 1.
你们死在罪恶过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Verse 1, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others.
这一节告诉了我们为什么他需要替我们死。
These verses tell us why he needed to die for us.
因为我们死在罪恶过犯中。
Because we were dead in trespasses and sins.
已经犯罪到一个地步，连自己死了都不知道。
And we are so corrupt, we don't even realize that we are dead.
仇敌在我们心中运行，有一个邪灵在我们心中运行。
There is a spirit, an evil spirit that is at work in us.
太可怕了。
It is dreadful.
你看看今天的新闻，报纸上天天都是坏消息。
And you just look at the news. Turn on the news. Everywhere, everything we see is bad news.
怎么可能有一个老人家在车房面前，你要冲过去把他推到地上，让他重伤死掉呢？
How is it that there's an elderly person that is in front of you? You would rush forward and push that person on the ground that they would actually die.
那为什么在这里伤害别人的时候，你们没有感觉？真的是可怒之子。
Why is it that when we are bring about harm to others that we have no sense, no feeling inside?
他为我死，因为我死了。
Because when he dies for us, I am dead.
我们死在罪恶过犯中。
Because I was dead in trespasses and sin.
第四节，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Verse 4.
你们得救本乎恩。
Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
第六节，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
And raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come,He might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
然后第十节。
And then verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督里、耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
他之所以需要为我死。
And again, the reason why he needed to die for us.
因为在悖逆之子的心中有一个邪灵在运行。
Because in the sons of disobedience, there's an evil spirit that is at work.
所有亚当的后代都有。
And every descendant of Adam has that spirit.
叫我们犯罪，叫我们得罪神。
And it causes us to sin and offend God.
叫我们成为可怒之子。
That we become sons of disobedience.
叫我们死在罪恶过犯中。
That we would be dead in our trespasses and sins.
所以在这里讲到过去的我是死在罪恶过犯中。
So the me that was is the person that used to be dead in trespasses and sins.
但是神的恩典把我们有一个大的 turnaround.
But the mercies and the grace of God gave us a huge turnaround.
现在的我是什么？
The me now.
与基督一同复活。
I am risen with Christ.
一同坐在天上。
And I am seated with him in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个地位跟，原来我用世界的字，地狱跟命运一个完全的大转变。
This is a complete turning of our destiny and our position.
原来是死在罪恶过犯中。
We used to be in death and trespasses and sins.
现在跟基督一起复活了。
But now we are resurrected with Christ.
从前我们是属地的。
We used to be earthly of the world.
如今我们是属天的，在天的地位上来过生活，来看人生。
But now we're heavenly, we're above. We now look at our lives through heaven above.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件太大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a magnificent thing.
所以客观上，我们的地位跟我们的未来，我们的命运完全被改。
And again, objectively, our position and our destiny, our future has completely been changed already.
而主观的经历上。
But subjectively,
是你我今天都可以经历的哈。
Something you and I, we can all experience.
就是我们的生命跟我们生活的境界可以完全不同。
That our life And the realm by which we live in could be completely different.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，这是太大的事情。
And brothers and sisters, I say again, this is a great thing.
让我们从属地的变成属天的。
That we can go from being earthly into heavenly.
让我们从死的情形里面变成复活，不再一样，是基督。
That we are in the position of death, but now we are resurrected, no longer the same. We are of Christ.
我来了美国40年，到现在。大峡谷还没去过。
I've been here in America for about 40 years now, and I haven't visited the Grand Canyons.
你知道为什么不要去吗？
Do you know why I haven't visited the park yet?
一方面真的很忙，都没去，我一定要去。
On the one hand, I am really, really busy, but I really do want to go.
另外一方面，我没有去的原因。
The other reason why I haven't gone?
是我研究所毕业来 Silicon Valley, 来矽谷上班的时候。
After I completed my grad school, I came into Silicon Valley and started working.
飞机，然后 pilot 突然说我们正在飞越大峡谷。
And as I was on the plane, the pilot announced, we are now passing or over the Grand Canyons right now.
我就从窗户向外看，哇，漂亮的不得了。
And so I took a glance through the window, I said, it's magnificent.
而且是夕阳。
And this is right at the sunset.
那个整个大峡谷，你只能够心里面喊 magnificent, 神啊，你太伟大了。
And all you can say from your heart, God, how this is amazing, this is magnificent.
你们去看大峡谷，只能在不要嘲笑你们，我将来也要去。你只能看到眼前的东西。
And when you actually enter into the canyons, all you can see is what's in front of you.
你从三万多尺的是吧？高空上往下看的时候，那完全不一样。
And when you're looking down from 30,000 feet, what do you see is completely different.
弟兄姊妹，我们站在平面上看难处、看今生、看我们的遭遇，我们常常会被困住。
And brothers and sisters, oftentimes, if we look at our difficulties and the hardships in our lives along the plain, we feel like we're stuck.
我们需要被主带到天上，从属天的角度来看我们人生。
We need the Lord to lift us up and look at our life from a heavenly perspective.
没有一个环境可以把你困住的，你站在上面看得清清楚楚的。
There's not a single circumstance can trap you because when you're sitting above and looking down, you can see it very vividly.
而且我们对主的经历常常很有限。
And our experiences of the Lord are so limited.
我们需要主借着圣灵把我们常常带到属天的地位来看属天的境界的事情。
We need to ask the Lord through the Holy Spirit to lift us up.Lift us up to where He is, that we will look at the earthly things from that perspective.
我们就不容易去跟别人过不去，要争，要吵，会被世界捆绑。
Then it's not so easy for us to argue and compete with one another and the people around us.
这是从地到天。
And again, this is from earth into heaven.
那再次从死到活。
And from death into life.
弟兄姊妹，我刚才说我们死在罪恶过犯中。我连自己死了都不知道。
And I said earlier that we were dead in our trespasses and sins. We didn't even know we were in them.
但是基督叫我们，神叫我们与基督一同活过来。
But God caused us to rise from the dead with Christ.
所以今天受浸的弟兄姊妹，就是与主一同埋葬，与主一同复活。
So today, brothers and sisters, those of you who are baptized today, you are buried with Christ, and you are risen with Christ.
我非常喜欢以西结书37章的那个枯骨复生。成为耶和华军队的那个意象。
I love that vision in Ezekiel chapter 37 of the dry bones.
有一次我在中国对一些教会领袖，我跟于师母服侍他们的时候，我讲这篇信息。
One time we were in China, Pastor Nancy and myself, we were ministering to the leaders in the local churches there.
好多弟兄姊妹放声大哭啊。
So many brothers and sisters, they just began to weep.
因为他们觉得他们的处境看到的都是死亡，死亡，骨头，骨头。
Because what they can see, what they feel is everywhere I look is just dry bones and dry bones, death everywhere.
但是耶和华是叫我们出坟墓的那一位。
But the Lord our God is the one who causes us to come forth from the grave.
让这些骨头不仅仅活过来，而且成为耶和华的军队。
That these dry bones not only do they come back to life, but they are now the armies of the living God.
所以我们信耶稣，我们受浸不是只是追求 better life.
So when we believe in Jesus, when we are baptized, we're not just pursuing a better life.
我们成为耶稣基督复活生命的见证人。
We are to be witnesses. We are to testify of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当我们面对神这么伟大的爱的时候，
and when we are in view of such great love of the Lord,
我们里面一定有个回应，我愿意爱主。
There's got to be a response that comes from our hearts that says, Lord, I want to love you.
我能为他活，因为他为我死。
I am able to live for him because he died for me.
所以保罗也说，原来基督的爱激励我们。
And so Paul says, because the love of God compels us.
原来一人替众人死，众人就都死了。
And because the one man died for all, then all died.
叫那些活着的不再为自己活，乃为替我们死而复活的主活。
So those who live no longer live to themselves, but they live for the Lord.
所以爱是我们为主活一个最大的动力。
And so love is the greatest force that compels us to live for the Lord.
我们能爱，因为他真是爱我们。
We are able to love him because he truly loved us.
那真的爱其实是不计算代价的，对不对？
And true love, we don't count the cost, right?
我说男女两个人相爱，第一个特点就是喜欢跟对方在一起。
And when two people fall in love, they love to be with one another.
第二个特点就是愿意对方快乐，所以我愿意付任何的代价让你快乐。
And the second characteristic is that I will do whatever I can for you to be happy, no matter what the cost.
所以黄院长，这个黄师母来的时候，如果你没有预备好立的心志，终身要叫他幸福的话，你不要结婚。
And there was an elderly sister who was in our midst. She said, if you have not determined within your heart that you would cause a happiness in the other person, then don't get married.
爱很自然，你就愿意去做。
When you love somebody, very naturally, you respond to that love.
有一次我在香港。
One time I was in Hong Kong.
我跟师母在那里服侍的时候，有一个人做见证。
Again, Pastor Nancy and I, we were serving there. Somebody testified.
他说我信耶稣，受浸已经五年了。
He said, I believe in the Lord and I was baptized about 5 years ago.
我到今天我还不敢读圣经。
To this very day, I dare not read the Bible.
他说因为我怕我做不到。
And I was afraid that I cannot do what I read.
他不像是给自己借口的人哈。
He doesn't seem to be a person that makes excuses for himself.
弟兄姊妹，这叫不认识爱。
And this is a person that did not understand love.
主说有了我的命令又遵行的，这就是爱我的。
Those who have my commandments and do them, then it is he who loves me.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
Those who love me will be loved by my father.
而且要向他显现。
And he will appear to them.
所以真实在爱里面所做的，其实是心甘乐意的。
So everything that is done in love is done willingly out of our hearts.
所以伯大尼之家，上个礼拜我讲的伯大尼之家。
So last week we talked about this house of Beth, the house of Beth.
这三种的特质，三种的见证，应该在每一个人、每一个小组、每一个教会里面。
And these three characteristics that I illustrated needs to be in every person, every small group, every church.
玛利亚的全心爱主，抓住机会把最好的给主。
Mary loved the Lord and would lay hold of every opportunity to give the very best to the Lord.
马大舍己，殷勤的侍奉神。
And Martha, she denied herself with all of her.She served the Lord diligently.
拉撒路身上有复活的明证，让人看见他不一样。
He has a testimony of resurrection that when people see him, they notice that he's not the same.
从前是死的，现在是活的。
I used to be dead, but now I'm alive.
从前是属地的，现在属天的。
I used to be earthly, now I'm heavenly.
我必须要往下走。今天我们讲第二个点，他替我活，我为他死。
And today I come to the message for this morning.He lives for me, I will die for him.
他肯为我死已经是太大的恩典了。
The fact that he's willing to die for me, that is an immense grace.
阿伯阿们。
Amen?
他为我死，我们就不用再死了。
He died for us, so we no longer need to die to us, or died anymore.
底下这边说到他要替我活。
And here it says that he's going to live for me.
所以我们不用活。
So we don't need to live anymore.
我们可以有他在我们里面。
And so because he is in us.
所以在这里，今天我的主题是讲到他替我活，所以我愿意为他死。
So because he lives for me, I'm willing to die for him.
因为借着这个，借着他为我，他替我活。
And through him living for me,
我可以活着不再是我了。
I can live in such a way that is no longer I.
乃是基督。
But Christ.
在这里我提两个点啊。
And again, I only mentioned two points.
我们先读我们今天罗马书第六章。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是要叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像着基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。第八节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Romans chapter 5, I'm sorry, Romans chapter 6, verse 5 through 8. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
好，在这里讲到说，当我跟主联合的时候，他就能替我活。
And here it speaks of the fact that once we are united with him, then he's able to live for me.
所以经文说，我们跟他一同埋葬，原是叫我们，表示这个埋葬有一个目的的。
And it says that we are buried for such a purpose, for this purpose.
原是叫，就是叫我们埋葬了以后，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Such that, or should that we no longer be the same after this burial.
所以今天不是光受浸的人要听，好，所有受浸多年的我们都亏欠神。
This message is not just for those who are baptized today, but for all of us who have been baptized.
因为我们受浸的目的原是要叫我一举一动有新生的样式，像基督从死里复活一样。
Because the purpose of our baptism is to remind us and let us know that everything that I do needs to be conformed to the image of Christ.
那是神要的。
That's what God desires.
那是我们该有的。
That's what we ought to have.
那也是神应许的。
And that's also what God promised.
但是底下接着。
And then it says.
讲到主观的经历上了。
And when it comes to our subjective experiences.
我们若第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，就要在复活的形状上与他联合。
Verse 5, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death.
第八节又说，我们若。
And certainly we shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. 与基督同死，
就信必与他同活。
And verse 8, again you see the word if. Now if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
这两个若说明了什么？
The two ifs, what does this tell us?
决定权在你我的身上。
The decision is upon you and upon me.
啊，其实我这两天应该跟于师母在英国的哈，因为英国正好有英国跟欧洲的这个使者差传大会。
This particular weekend we were supposed to be in England because there's a big conference over there.
所以我前两天都在网络上跟他们聚会，明天还有。
The last couple of days I was online with them, and tomorrow will continue.
弟兄姊妹，这边讲到若。我昨天就特别讲到，我们很多人为什么得不到圣灵的能力。
And brothers and sisters, the two ifs here tells us the reason why oftentimes we don't experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们为什么没有活出基督内住在我们身上该有的改变
？And why couldn't we live out the reality of the indwelling of Christ in us?
因为这两个若字。
Because of these two ifs.
决定权在你我的身上。
And because of these two ifs, the decision point is upon you.
他们问我说：“为什么我活不出来
？”They ask, "How is it that I cannot live it out?"
弟兄姊妹，我现在没有空回答这个问题哈。
I don't really have the time to respond to such a question.
我简答就好哈。
But very, very quickly.
一个是这个苦头没吃够。
One is because you haven't suffered enough.
你都是凭自己去解决啊。
You use your own strength to solve all your problems.
自己去吵架 ，Who is the boss?
You go and argue with someone and say, "Let's see who's the boss."
哦，我们用各样的方法，我们想还是想过得胜的生活。
We use all of our might, all of our abilities, and to live a victorious life.
那苦头真的没吃够。
But because we have not suffered enough.
真是受不了了，你一定转向耶稣的。
When you have suffered enough, you're going to turn to Jesus.
第二个。
Secondly,
我常用老鹰跟母鸡做例子，对不对
？I use this illustration very often of an eagle and a hen.
老鹰三分钟飞过了阿尔卑斯山
，and an eagle can in 3 minutes soar over the Himalayas.
鸡爬的死命活命的还不见得过，中间可能被蛇被狐狸吃掉。
And the chicken could use her entire lifetime. She probably won't be able to cross the mountain. She'll probably be eaten along the way.
第二个原因，所以我就说。
And the second reason is of this illustration.
因为这只老鹰从来没起来飞过。
The second illustration is an eagle that has never flown before.
不要再去当鸡了。
So no longer continue to try to be a chicken.
我们里面有鹰的生命。
Because within the life is the life of an eagle.
你在那里爬山爬得这么累，神说飞啊。
You crawl and you hop and you're using all of your might, but God says fly.
飞啊。
Fly.
不要再叫苦了，起来飞。
Don't say, this is hard, but get up and fly.
你真的不飞，神就搅动鹰巢训练你飞。
I mean, if you aren't willing to fly, then God will stir the nest and teach you to fly.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要被神带到天上。
And brothers and sisters, we need to allow the Lord to lift us up.
来经历这个有福的这个复活生命。
And to experience the blessedness of this resurrected life.
有一个弟兄跟我讲，他们家乡结婚的时候，婚礼上一定有龙虾。哎呦，那是我很爱吃的。
And there was a brother.
对不起，我不能讲他。这个于师母提醒我，不要再讲你爱吃什么。
I'm not going to translate it anymore.
Okay. 他们说一定有龙虾。
I'm going
to 而且越大越好。
So there's a brother in the countryside, every time there's a wedding, they all have, they enjoy lobsters. The bigger they are, the better it is.
那为了英文组我需要讲好，龙虾，中文的 lobster, 龙虾是又龙又虾。
So the phonics in Chinese for lobster is also it means that they're deaf and they're blind. And
sorry, 你们听得懂吗？龙虾的意思就是要又龙又虾。
The word 龙 and 虾 it means deaf and blind in Chinese. It sounds like those two words.
所以都要吃很大的龙虾。
So we need to eat big lobsters.
进到婚姻要又龙又虾才活得下去。
So in a marriage relationship, you need to, as you enter into this union, you need to be deaf and you need to be blind.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒，
so、endure.
我们基督徒认识复活的生命大能，我们知道我们是要靠着主。
But brothers and sisters, those of us who are in this great salvation of the Lord, we know we need the Lord.
所以当我与主联合的时候，他就替我活。
So when I am united with the Lord, then He lives for me.
当我不肯放下自己，舍己，不再是我的时候，就不可能经历乃是基督。
When I'm no longer willing to lay down myself, then there's no way for me to experience that it is Christ.
我们都还在为自己，还在凭自己。弟兄姊妹，都让我们经历不到基督的替代。
We're still living for ourselves. We're living by ourselves. Therefore, we cannot experience this exchange, great exchange of Jesus Christ.
请你们听清楚这两句话哈。如果你还在为自己，还在凭自己
，If you are still living for yourself and by yourself,
我们就没有办法经历到这边说的与主联合，他替我活。
Then you will never experience this union with Christ that He will live for me.
而底下很重要的事情。
And then what follows is also very important.
如果我们真看见这个的重要
If we really see how important this is,
我们就愿意甘心的我为着要让他在我里面活我愿意为他而死
And then with a willing heart we want to say Lord because I want you to live for me then I'm willing to die for you
这个时候他才可能替我们活
And then and only then will Jesus be able to live for us
我们读哥林多后书第四章第十节到十一节
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 through 11.
身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake.That the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
请大家特别注意到这里的这个两个很关键的词哈。
And again, two key terminologies that are mentioned in these verses.
第一个是第十节。
The first one is found in verse 10.
常带着。
Always carrying.
身上就常带着耶稣的死，这常带着三个字。
If you always carry about.
第二个，十一节。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
In verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death.
讲到常被交。
Again, always delivered.
一个是常带着。
The first one is always carrying.
这是讲到我们的主动。
And this is our proactiveness.
我看见了这是神的救恩，神的救法。
And I see that this is God's salvation. This is the way of His redemption.
我自己经历过，不再是我，乃是基督的有福和得胜。
I experienced the blessedness of no longer I, but Christ, and the victory that comes with it.
所以我会更常主动的。
So more proactively,
常带着耶稣的死,
I will always carry about in my body the dying of Jesus Christ.
为的是叫耶稣的身在我身上可以显明,
such that the life of Jesus may be manifested in my body.
如果你老是不肯死,
If you aren't willing to die,
甚至怀疑你的信仰,
or even doubt what you believe,
有时候神会把我们交给一些的环境。
And then God would turn us over to certain circumstances in our lives that you would learn how to die.
从某一面来说比较被动。
And that is more passive in learning this process.
另外一面来说也是神主动。
But at the same time, it is God being proactive in changing us.
所以为了不要让神把我们老是交在死地，最好自己甘心死。
So instead of God delivering you into these situations where you need to learn to die, be willing to die on your own.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面有太多太多机会，我们可以经历不再是我乃是基督。
Brothers and sisters, throughout our lives, there's countless situations where we can experience no longer I but Christ who lives.
天天都有。
Every single day,
每一件事情都有
every single event, every single thing.
你换一个角度来说
and then when you look at it from a different perspective,
天天跟每一个环境，我都可以来经历，来享受，不再是我，乃是基督。
And every day, every circumstance, I can enjoy and it's no longer I but Christ.
所以让我可以在最平凡的生活，最小的事情上，我能够活出这个不平凡的生命来。
And again, in the most ordinary things, in every day of my life, I can live out and experience the most extraordinary life.
我可以让最小的一件事情让他在神的眼中成为大事，成为有永恒价值的事情。
That the smallest thing could become a huge significance in the sight of God.
第三
，Thirdly，
在我这最平凡、最普通的人身上
，In my life, this most ordinary life，
让我可以成为一个彰显神儿子、一个不平凡的人。
And I may be a person that is extraordinary to magnify Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你不要小看我讲的每一个点哈。
Brother and sister, please pay attention to everything that I'm telling you right now.
你可以让我们最平凡的日子变为再也不平凡。
We can allow the most ordinary days of our lives to be extraordinary.
我们可以在最平凡的生活中，我们活出那个不平凡的生命来。
Of the most ordinary things in our lives, we can live out the extraordinary.
我们可以是最平凡的小人。
And we could be the most ordinary person.
但是在神眼中却成为一个彰显神儿子。贵重的器皿。
But in the eyes of God, we could be a vessel that displays the magnificence of His Son.
所以在这里讲到常带着，是说到我愿意主动的。
So again, verse 10, it says, always caring about, that's me proactively, my willingness to do it.
有时候我们去处理一些弟兄姊妹家庭里面或是这些负面情绪啊。
There's sometimes we would minister to brothers and sisters when they go through difficulties and maybe arguments and whatnot.
有时候吵架到一个地步，我死给你看。
And sometimes they're so mad at each other, they said that,
你下次再那样对我，我死给你看。
And if you do that to me again, I'm just going to kill myself.
弟兄姊妹我们从属灵的角度来讲这句话，好吧
？And let's say the same words from a spiritual perspective.
你再这样对我，我死给你看。
If you do that to me again, I'm gonna kill myself.
在基督里死，让基督替我活。
I'm gonna die in Christ so that Christ would live.
我跟你讲，局面就会转过来。
And I will tell you that entire circumstance situation would change and would turn.
当我们真肯放下自己的时候
，When we're really willing to lay down ourselves，
真肯与主同死。
We're really willing to die with the Lord.
这是主的话，身上带着耶稣的死，这耶稣的身就一定显在我们身上。
This is the promise in the Word of God. Whenever we carry about the death of Jesus Christ, His life will be shown.
你不要说不可能。
You say, "Oh, that's impossible."
你说难，我或许相信，因为我们这个人很难死。
And you say that's difficult. Perhaps I will acknowledge that because it's difficult for us to die to ourselves.
但是这是我们唯一的出路，死路一条。
But that is the only way for us. It's the way of death.
谁说你的婚姻没路走
？Who says that you have no way out for your marriage?
谁说你在公司里面没路走？死路一条。
Who says you have no way out in your workplace?
当我真带着死
the way of death.
当我被交于死地的时候，耶稣的身要显在我身上。
And when I commit myself in the position of death, then the life of Jesus would be revealed through me.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们要学的第二件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to practice this.
他说到我们常被交于死地。
We are often, always delivered to death.
这是主量给我们的环境。
And this is what the Lord has measured into our lives.
他像老鹰教小鹰怎么飞一样。
Just like an eagle teaching its chicks how to fly.
他是最好的老师。 我们正好要门徒训练，是做耶稣基督的门徒。
He is the best teacher. Just as our church, we're going to go through Newman discipleship to be, have Jesus being our teacher.
圣灵调度万事在这里训练我们，改变我们。
And that the Holy Spirit is coordinating, orchestrating all things to transform us.
我的时间快到了，我很快讲一个见证。
I am running out of time, so I will quickly share this testimony with you.
我们博训教牧班有一个学生啊。
In the CTC ministry, there is a student.
他其实很谦卑。我们几年前在北卡，一个大会上，我当讲员的时候，他是专题讲员。
He's actually very humble. Many years ago in North Carolina, we had a conference. He was actually one of the guest speakers.
他常常服侍在南卡那边的，我们是南北卡的聚会，他是服侍南卡很多的教会。
He was actually serving and ministering a lot of churches in South Carolina.
去年一月，他突然发现他血里面有一个指数。很可能变成血癌。
Last year he discovered, I think around the January time frame, there's an indicator in his body telling him that he may have leukemia.
正常人只能在五以下，结果他已经高到十了。
A normal person would be under the indication of 5. He's surpassed 10.
所以医生帮他做完骨髓穿刺biopsy 以后，就说你一定要接受 chemo 化学药物。
And so the doctor did a bone marrow scan and said that you need to go through chemotherapy right now.
三个月以后。
And after 3 months,
他再做一次骨髓穿刺。
He did it again a biopsy of his bone marrow.
结果指数。更往上超到二十
and the number actually continued to grow and climb past its 20s.
那医生改为标靶治疗
and so the teacher, the doctor says,
就是 target 什么 chemo.
So they're going to do a focus treatment, chemo treatment.
大概又过了两个月，再去做骨髓
and after 2 months passed, again they did the same test.
他升到三十多。
And the number climbed to its 30s.
所以到处找专家。
And so they looked all over for experts.
专家告诉他说，你现在唯一的希望是到德州一个癌症中心去。
And they said the only hope that you have now is probably go to Houston. There's a cancer center there.
他们有一个实验性的药。他说，如果这个药对你没用的话，你最多活一年。
And they said they have an experimental treatment. If it still fails, then you probably have about a year's left to live.
那个时候他这个指数超过30。然后他白血球的总量一般要4000多到7000之间，因为我知道。
And again, because of his condition, his white blood cells normally is about 4,000 to 7,000.
对，结果他只掉到600了。
And he's fallen to 600.
但是他们犹豫的，这是唯一的出路，就冒险从南卡坐飞机到了德州。
And they know that because this treatment is their only option, so they risk and public exposure. They took a flight to Houston.
那接受这个治疗之前，再抽一次骨髓。
And right before this treatment, they took another biopsy of his bone marrow.
那骨髓一抽出来，那个医生非常专家的，他说你这个骨髓就是 typical。的血癌，而且蛮严重的，因为那个颜色跟浓度一眼就看出来。
And the doctor didn't even have to go through laboratory tests. Just by his sight, he says the color of your bone marrow is very evident that you have leukemia.
所以我那天打电话给他的时候，他说他连走路的力量都没有，全人瘦了几十磅。
And so that day, as I called him, he didn't even have the strength to walk because he's lost so much weight.
那我说我们整个。博训同班同学教牧班都是各地的牧者好我们一起为你祷告
and I told them that all of the CTC those who are in the ministry teacher students will all pray for you
结果礼拜一开始他要28天的这个疗程
Monday starts this 28 days of treatment
突然他打电话给我
and all this out of nowhere I got a call
他说余弟兄我们像做梦一样
He said Pastor Yu it's like I'm dreaming
他说我们现在还在 shock 里面
He said we're still in shock
因为最新的那个骨髓那个医生一看就说有问题的骨髓
And the doctor who saw my bone marrow immediately said that there's a problem
检查出来完全正常
But when it went through the laboratory it says everything was normal
那个三十多的指数掉到一了比正常人还正常
The indicator that was at the 30s now fell to 1 I am better than normal.
我们真应该给神拍掌哈。
And we need a clap for the Lord. Amazing thing that he's done.
我几天前还跟他通电话，他白血球回到4000多了。
And his blood, white blood cell count went up the past 4,000.
他说我们只能说是主。
And the only thing we can say is this is the Lord's doing.
有时候神把我们带到一些环境里面，除了他自己的介入和恩典，不可能解决了。
Sometimes the Lord leads us into circumstances aside from Him. There is no way out.
让我们第一手的来经历，来见证他的复活。
And we begin to experience firsthand.The power of his resurrection.
你不要去羡慕他、啊、
don't admire such a thing.
有这样子一个神奇的经历、
啊、to have such a miraculous experience.
万事互相效力，都在帮助我们像耶稣。
All things work together for the good of those who love him, that we may be conformed to Jesus.、
啊、所以我真的希望在我们有生之年。
And I really do pray that in the remaining of our days.
最近一句话一直常出现在我里面，我等一下感恩周年庆我还是会分享这句话。
These words continue to flood my heart, and I will share that as we go through an anniversary.
就是将未得之地变为脚掌所踏之地。
And again, to turn all those land that is not yet our possession, that we would claim it to be our own.
在我们生命里面有这么多地方不像耶稣。
That in our lives there's so many areas, so many aspects where we are not like Jesus.
在我们这么多的生活里面没有基督。
And in many, many areas of our lives, there is no Christ.
那都是我们的未得之地。
Those are all lands that we have not yet possessed.
我们怎么样子趁着机会还有机会把未得之地变为脚掌所踏之地。
How do we take the days, that opportunity that we still have, and tread upon those lands that we have not yet possessed, and make it our own?
我记得 PowerPoint 有预备一张哈，我们怎么样子那个因着基督内住和基督的替代。
And how do we allow through the indwelling of Christ, the replacement of Christ?
让我们能够经历到基督在我里面长大成熟，基督成形。
That I may experience the maturing, the formation of Christ in me.
别人一看就知道我们里面有基督的生命和荣美。
And when people look at us, they encounter us, they encounter Christ, the beauty of Christ.
你不用讲，人家就知道你是基督徒。
And to the extent that you don't have to say anything, that they would know you're a Christian.
拉撒路一句话都没有讲，许多人因为拉撒路信了耶稣。
Lazarus did not say a single word. People look at him and they believed in Jesus.
另外一件事情。
And lastly,
我们怎么样子从活着为耶稣。
How do we go from I live for Jesus?
刚才我们讲到他为我死，我为他活。
Again, last week we talked about He died for me, so I will live for Him.
为耶稣太宝贵了，神非常悦纳。
And to do anything for Jesus is precious. God loves those things.
但是我也看遍了，包括我自己。爱主的心有，但是常常我们会走到疲倦、灰心、失望。
And I can testify, oftentimes we have a heart that loves the Lord, but as we journey, we are weary, we are without hope.
不是我没有爱主的心。
It's not that I do not have a heart that loves the Lord.
但是常常走走走走就冷淡了。
But oftentimes along this journey, it just grows cold.
所以我们怎么样子从活着为耶稣变成活着是基督？
And how do I go from the place where for me to live is to live for Jesus to for me to live is Christ?
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌不要我们听见的福音啊！
And brothers, again, this is a gospel, a good news that the enemy does not want you to hear.
他只要我们听好消息，你信耶稣，找不到工作可以找到工作，生不出孩子可以生孩子，生病了可以。
He just wants you to grab on to these promises where if you believe in Jesus, you'll have a great job, you'll have many kids, and when you're sick, you'll be healed.
但是整个救恩核心的真理，最重要的真理，也是仇敌最怕的真理，我们常常被蒙蔽了。
But the core of God's salvation, the most essential part of what God is doing, is what the enemy wants to blind us to.
我们甚至以为我们都懂了，都知道了。
And we often, to the extent, have the sense that, oh, I know it all.
弟兄姊妹，希望在这复活的日子，我们都在这位复活的主、伟大复活的生命面前，我们谦卑，我们渴慕。
My brothers and sisters, how I pray that on this Resurrection Sunday, that before this resurrected Lord, we all humble ourselves before Him.
他不仅仅把我们从死在罪恶过犯中改变了，让我们一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Not only has He delivered us out of our trespasses and sin, transformed us and turned us so that we are sitting with Him in the heavenly places.
他要用我们所有在地上的日子做一件伟大的事情。
He will use the remaining of our days to do something magnificent.
让我们成为神手中的杰作。
And that we may be the workmanship in the hands of God.
就是我们读的第十节。
And this verse 10 that we are reading.
我们原是神手中的工作，就是原是神手里的杰作。
For we are the workmanship of God.
我跟你说哈。
And I want to say this to you.
神要把我们这些像豺狼虎豹的堕落生命改成 羔羊的妻子那么温和柔美的生命。
For God to transform us from thieves and robbers into a gentle bride of Christ.
那叫做杰作。
It is workmanship.
神要改变你，改变我。
For the Lord to change, to transform you and transform me.
比他创造整个宇宙还要难，你知道吗？
Do you know it's far more challenging than his creation of the entire universe?
宇宙有一千个银河系，每一个银河系里面有一千亿个星球。
And there
are 100 billion.
There are 100 billion galaxies, and within each galaxy, 100 billion
stars. 神说有就有了。
And when God speaks, they come to existence.
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
And by Him, He sustains and upholds all things.
一句话出来，全部都有。
A single word, everything comes into existence.
你说我们信耶稣到现在，神跟我们讲过多少次话，我们有顺服吗？
And since the day that you came into the salvation of Jesus Christ, how many times has the Lord spoken to you and you surrendered?
神要改变你，改变我，比创造万有还要困难。
And it's far more challenging for God to change you and me than to create the entire universe.
关键不是他救恩出问题，关键是我们不肯跟基督同死。
The criticality is that there's a problem with his salvation, but because we are unwilling to die with him.
他不光为我们死，他想替我们。
Not only did he die for us, but he wants to live for you and for me.
所以我们不仅仅要我为他活，而且我愿意我为他死。
Not only are we willing to live for Jesus Christ, but we also need to be willing to die for the Lord.
因为这个死值得。
Because this death is worth it.
这个死的结果太伟大的祝福。
Because the results of this death is a magnificent blessing from the Lord.
基督的生要显明在我们身上。
Because the resurrection of Christ would be revealed in us.
宝贝里面莫大的能力要显明出来。
The exceeding power in earthen vessels will be revealed.
我们一起带着感恩的心，也很谦卑的在复活的主面前来承认我们需要他。
With a humble heart, let's come before this resurrected Lord and say, Lord, I need you.
就算你现在没有活在罪中，我们也常常活在自我的里面。
And even if you're not living in sins, but maybe you're living in yourself.
我们需要耶稣。
We need Jesus.
Worship team 带我们唱照我本相。
The worship team is going to lead us in the song Just As I Am.
Just as I am.God, I come.
低头。
Let's bow our heads together.
当琴继续为我们弹的时候。
As the musicians continue to play for us.
刚才歌词告诉我们，耶稣，我来，我来，照我本相，我愿意来。
The song tells us, "I come, Lord Jesus, just as I am. I'm coming."
不管我是不是一个破碎的人，但是我今天需要被医治。
Whether I am broken or not, oh Lord, I know I need to be healed.
我是不是一个受伤的人，我在这里需要得到安慰。
I don't know if I am a person that is wounded, but I know I need to be comforted by you.
我是不是有一个说不出来的渴慕，我需要被圣灵来充满。
There's a longing in my heart that I need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
要带着本相。
But we can come just as we are.
要谦卑的，真诚的。承认自己需要耶稣
and humbly with sincerity acknowledging I need Jesus
我知道我们今天在座没有太多的福音朋友但是有任何人包括在线上的网络上的有任何人如果你这个时候愿意打开你的心来接受这位伟大的神
Perhaps this morning there aren't too many of you here physically that areHave not yet come to the saving faith of Christ but if you're viewing this
来接受他成为你人生的主
There's an opportunity here for you to accept Jesus to be the Lord of your life.
接受耶稣做我伟大的生命，这伟大的生命作为我的生命。
To accept and receive the life of Jesus to be your life.
你可以把手举起来，你可以在网络上写信给我们。
And you can lift up your hands. You can write to us.
你可以跟你周围的基督徒朋友告诉他说，我今天是愿意信耶稣，请你帮助我。
Call someone. Call a Christian friend and say, I've accepted. I received.Jesus Christ, please help me.
我们今天受浸的人，可能你们的家属在这还没信主。如果愿意，请你把手举起来，我们愿意帮助你们。
And for those who are baptized today, maybe your family member is here witnessing your baptism.
And 有没有这样子的人？你可以把手举起来。
Lift up your hands to the Lord and accept Him.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
我们自己需要来认识这位复活的耶稣，来经历他复活的大能。
We all need to know this resurrected Savior. We all need to experience the power of His resurrection.
他不仅仅为我死
，Not only did He die for me,
他要替我活
，But He will live for me.
让我们过再也不一样的生活
，That we'll live our days no longer the same.
不要明明是老鸡，老鹰在地上过。老母鸡的生活
and not knowingly that we are eagles with the life of eagles we can continue to live on the ground
起来飞啊
but we need to rise and soar
等候耶和华的必重新得力
those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength
他们要像鹰展翅上腾
they will spread their wings like eagles
奔跑不再困倦行路不再疲乏
they will run and not be weary they will walk and not be faint
哦耶稣啊我们现在都站在你的面前
oh Lord Jesus we're all standing before you now
如果有任何福音朋友刚刚心里向你表达愿意接受你主啊你宝血洁净他圣灵充满他
Lord if there's anyone that accepted you just now we pray for the cleansing of your precious blood the filling of your Holy Spirit
让我们开始过不一样的生活
they may begin this life that is completely transformed
我们也把弟兄姊妹交在你的手中
Lord we commit all of our brothers and sisters to you
福音的中心永远是神的儿子
The centrality of the gospel is always Jesus Christ
不光不信主的人需要福音
Not only those who have not yet believed in you need the gospel
信耶稣的人也要一再地听这福音
But those who believe in you need to continue to hear this gospel
直到耶稣基督在我们里面替我而活
Until Jesus is living through me and for me
主我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
一切的荣耀都归给你
All the glory be given unto you
祝福归给你的百姓
And blessing be unto your people
羞辱归给你的仇敌
And shame be upon your enemies
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray this in thanksgiving of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.